From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Brexit might just be the most convoluted divorce in history. EU leaders are gathering in Brussels this week to review the progress that Britain has made in negotiating its departure from the bloc. One spot where it is getting particularly messy is on the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Northern Ireland is part of Britain, so it has to leave the EU. The Irish Republic, to the south, is very much staying in the European Union. The EU doesn't want a closed border to sprout up between the two sides after Brexit. It's afraid that could reignite a violent struggle over a united Ireland. But as Stephen Beard reports from County Tyrone in the north, there are also plenty of economic reasons for wanting to keep that border open.
Hundreds of businesses are deeply worried about Brexit here on the UK side of the border.
35% of my business is done in the Republic of Ireland, so I am crossing that border every day.
George Fleming and his staff, 100 strong, manufacture farm machinery like grass cutters and muck spreaders. He's worried about his exports to the Republic facing tariffs and about any new customs checks on the narrow two-lane highway south.
The amount of traffic that we have crossing the border every day, all it takes is to stop a car for 30 seconds and you will have miles of tailback.
British and Irish businesses do $7 billion worth of trade a year across this border. People in the neighbouring Irish county of Donegal are also rattled about Brexit.
The tiny Boghoppers brewery is hand-bottling its beer. This company is also concerned about the cost of possible tariffs and border delays. And since rural Donegal buys a lot of supplies from the UK, one of the workers, Alison McLaughlin, is worried about her own cost of living.
But yeah, the cost of everything's probably going to go up because we obviously import an awful lot of things from the UK. How are we going to be affected by the tariffs? Prices will go up. I can't see how they won't.
And that could include cell phone roaming charges here on the border. Recently banned by the EU, they could return after Brexit.
Because before, we were charged every time we come up here to work, we'd go over to the Northern Irish or to UK networks. That will definitely be an issue, for sure.
Healthcare could be an issue too. For thousands of Irish patients along the border, their nearest hospitals are in the north in the UK. Eamon O'Sullivan, the top civil servant in the Irish border county of Monaghan, says that under EU rules, those Irish patients can now freely use those British hospitals.
An Irish citizen presenting at one of those will receive treatment as part of the EU.
And will not have to pay for treatment?
No, will not have to pay.
But they might have to after Brexit. Everyday lives and businesses on both sides of the border, he says, will suffer badly if Britain leaves the EU without a deal that preserves the status quo as much as possible.
It would be a disaster for the whole border region, without a doubt.
In Monaghan, in the Republic of Ireland, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.